Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati in studio with Jake Pounders. It's a Red Friday. It's a Chiefs Friday. It's a football Friday. Tim Grenhard will be here momentarily to join us for about an hour and a half. Up until the time we talk with Gary Lezak, then a very short and sweet and damn near non-existent Border Patrol Blitz. I'll be honest with you.
Is it going to be sweet?
The questions that I've wanted to ask Gabe DeArmond have been profanity-laced and already been posed to him via text message, and they've been answered with a lot of smart-ass questions thrown in there as well. So, and then, well, K-State doesn't even play this weekend, so there's my question for Stan Weber. Hi and bye. And then I know that you've got, I saw a list of 11 or 12 Kansas football questions for John Kirby, so we're gonna have to curtail those, buddy. We've got to cut those down to maybe half of a question.
We're going to break down the two deep.
Half a question. What the hell does that mean, you dummy? I don't know. I'm talking to myself again. It was one of those kind of nights, buddy.
Yeah?
I had the nightmares.
Oh, no.
I also had a dream that the Chiefs, let me say it or not. I had a legitimate dream. I'm not making it up about the Chiefs.
They won the Super Bowl.
No. No, it wasn't that crazy.
Okay. What was it?
Cairo Santos kicked a 45-yard field goal to send the Chiefs into the Super Bowl.
Okay. Still pretty crazy.
How about that? That's pretty good, though.
Crazy.
I mean, that's pretty good that I'm dreaming that. I have no control over what I dream.
Uh-uh. Yeah, the fact that they were in the AFC Championship game, that's a dream.
But no control over it. That's my point. No control over it.
Dream.
And I woke up in mid-celebration, and I was hugging my sons, and we were at Arrowhead, and I think I was saying something. You know how you can remember kind of what you said, but not exactly what you said in the dream, and I was telling them something like, all these games we've been to out here, see, this is what it was all for. Just, you know, dad speech. Because I have to count it up. Man, I've been to so many games now with my sons. I've been so lucky to be able to take them. And that's been one constant that we've had. Because we've been to more Chiefs games, I think, together. It's tough with everyone's schedule, especially as many sports as they've played and things in school. And I bet we've been to more Chiefs games than Royals, which is difficult because there's been way more opportunities in Royals games. I don't know. Just the fact that it's close. But we've been to a lot of Chiefs games. And if that ever happens, you know how I celebrated when the Royals did something special. I don't even know what happened if that was reality. But I'm telling you again, normally, when I go into a football season and I watch a couple of games, I have limitations on what I think the Chiefs are capable of doing. Like, you know what? They can win the division or they can go to the playoffs, but, you know, once they run up against that team, it's over. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, the last few years, that's been the Patriots. I kind of feel that way, and it was proven last year against, you know, I've wanted no part of the Steelers in the playoffs. You know, back in the day, you felt like that even though they didn't match up in the playoffs too often, you felt like that with John Elway and the Broncos. Like, boy, if we hope we never play them in the playoffs, that's going to be a heartbreaking loss. And then when it finally happened, it was devastating. I don't feel that way about these Chiefs this season. There's no team now that I look at and say, well, they can't beat them.
Right.
They can't handle that team. I have been so impressed with this offense. We had a chance to sit down with another member of the offense yesterday, Chris Conley, wide receiver. We will have that interview for you later today at 8:30. Very interesting interview. We talked a lot about things other than football because that's what we like to do. And I've kind of taken this a page from my player show that I miss doing, that I used to do on Thursday nights with Tim Grunhard, where we would talk about a lot of stuff besides football, and this would be our first chance to really sit down and interview players because we would get a lot of the first and second year players, and get to know them and kind of figure them out and see what makes them tick. And that's why I've enjoyed sitting down this year with Chris Jones and Kareem Hunt. And we've had Chris Conley on before, but we have a unique setting out there. We sit in a room and kind of talk to them away from everybody. And I think it makes for some pretty good conversation. And we'll hear that later on today at 8:30. But I've been so impressed with this offense so far in these two games. I think we're going to look back and see that the Eagles are a very impressive football team, especially their defensive line, very impressive defensive line. I think we all know what the New England Patriots are. I know some people are nervous about how the Chiefs might match up against the Raiders and the Broncos. Once again, I'll play the trump card. Andy Reid. Give me Andy Reid. That is the biggest advantage that any team AFC West has over anyone else. Even if you believe, and most people do, and they're right. David Carr is a better quarterback right now than Alex Smith. Alex Smith is playing at such a high level. I still think the gap is greater between Andy Reid and Jack Del Rio than the gap is between David Carr and Alex Smith. And so you would say, well, hey, the Raiders have the best quarterback in the division. That's fine. I'll concede that. But Alex Smith's playing at such a high level. Andy Reid's the mismatch against all the rest of these teams in the West. And so you can be nervous about it if you want. I'm going to put my money, not literally. Or am I? I'm going to put my money on Andy Reid. But I just, I've been trying to contain my excitement. I've been shouted down on Twitter. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to enjoy the ride. That's part of this whole deal. Enjoy the ride. And I think with the way Chris Jones has played, and again, another huge factor is how good Justin Houston's looked. And he looks healthy. No. It's football. Everything can change this weekend with a key injury here or there, not just with the Chiefs, with anyone. But, man, I it's been a long, long time since I've been this optimistic about what the Chiefs were capable of. And I certainly feel like they could take that next step that they haven't in a long, long time and at least get to the AFC Championship game. I'm getting ahead of myself, but the point is that's how impressed I've been with this football team, and that's how real I think this is. There's going to be some teams that started off 2-0 this year that we look back and, oh, remember they were 2-0 and now they suck. That was smoke and mirrors. That's not going to be Kansas City. This is real. I mean, look what they've been under Andy Reid. Look at the record under Andy Reid. They're the defending AFC West champs, won 12 games. Of course it's real. But I think they're better. And I think this has a chance to be a really, really special season. And I'm loving it so far.
Yeah.
Red Friday.
I mean, they've proven over the past few years under Andy Reid that this isn't a fluke. This 2-0 start isn't a fluke. That they
big red
games, you know. What is the number again? 24-4 in their last 28 regular season games. I think that's the number. So they've proven that this is not some fluke of a start.
You're just throwing numbers out there. I like it.
Yeah, maybe I made them up. I don't know.
So what? Sounds good.
But, you know, like the Broncos, I pointed that out earlier this week. They started 4-0 last year, didn't make the playoffs. So we'll see which of these teams can keep it going.
And there's more reason to be a little bit skeptical of the Broncos start because the question is, hey, is this Trevor Siemian really? Is
right.
that really him?
Right. And obviously, like you said, injuries could play a huge factor in this thing before it's all said and done. We'll see who's healthy, who stays more healthy, and all that, but... I'm with you. I think this is a really good football team, and they are better defensively, I think, than the Raiders are. I think they're better offensively than the Broncos are, and they've got the coach.
That's the number one thing. They've got the coach. They've got Andy Reid, and they've got Kareem Hunt. And they've dominated the AFC West in head-to-head games over the past couple of years. It's the last AFC West game, the last loss. You know what it is, right?
Is it the one where Jamal Charles fumbled and the Broncos?
That's it, right? Is that the last AFC West game they lost, Jake?
Obviously, they didn't lose last year.
I think that's it. That's crazy.
Yep. Thursday night game against Denver was the last time they lost a division game. That's the only division game they lost that year.
You can't overlook that. You can't talk about that enough. I mean, that's yes, they have terrific players, but a huge part of that is just having the better head coach. And do you think, you know, one of these rookie head coaches in San Diego and Denver are going to be able to outwit Andy Reid right off the bat?
I don't think so.
I don't think Jack Del Rio is either. I've seen enough there. You know, do you remember how pissed off Jack Del Rio was after the win last year for the Chiefs in Oakland? And, you know, how did he describe
trickery or something like
right.
that?
Some backhanded compliments to,
yeah,
towards Andy Reid's game plan and Alex Smith. It's because they get frustrated because they it's very uncomfortable for them to walk up to the podium after the game wearing those big floppy clown shoes that Andy Reid puts on them. and a big red nose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Reid goes up. In the
honk honk.
What if he did that in the post game handshake?
Went up,
just honked his nose. You know, sprayed some water in his face.
That would be unsportsmanlike.
Did the Harlem Globetrotters bucket of water that's actually confetti? Mm-hmm. Whoop, beep. You know, goes to shake Del Rio's hand. He has one of those buzzers. Beep.
I like that.
I don't know why I like that. Randy Reid has like a big flower,
yeah,
on his shirt.
Water squirts out of the arrowhead on his shirt.
I like the sounds that clowns make. Beep. Yep. I don't know. So I had that, and that was the last dream I had before I had to wake up and get out of bed.
So you woke up in a good mood.
A smile on my face all the way to work. So I'm very happy, excited, and look. People enjoy it. Enjoy this. You got a really, really good football team with a fun offense to watch and some stars on defense and a terrific head coach. This is what it's all about. It wasn't that long ago that all hell was breaking loose with Todd Haley and Romeo Crennel on the sidelines and different quarterbacks that you may or may not have heard of out there leading these Chiefs. I mean, it was really, really, really bad.
You got to give him some kudos for being able to do that.
Won't give you kudos, no. But, I mean, it was really horrible and awful. And I'll keep throwing John Dorsey out there. What John Dorsey and Andy Reid have done to turn this franchise around, I just don't want people to take it for granted. I don't think they will. And we all get caught up in this, hey, we've done this before, and Marty Schottenheimer never took us to the Super Bowl, but you know what? It was fun, wasn't it, all these years?
What I could have, should have, would have, who knows?
Some of the best sports memories of my life watching those teams. They came up short, yeah. But I think this squad has an opportunity to bust through that glass ceiling. Like Willy Wonka. Remember the end of the elevator? They go.
Yep.
How did they ever land, by the way?
Don't know.
It always bothered me. It would have scared the hell out of me. I'm still scared of heights. I'd have jumped out of there, maybe. It'd have been over. Sad ending of that movie. And I'm making Jake mad because he doesn't want to jump fully on the bandwagon because he's trying to protect his precious football heart. But I'm going to push him into it.
Nope.
No, I'm going
Sweet.
To.
We three.
There's going to be, I don't know. So what? What if they lost? What if they're 0-2?
Easy.
Have you not seen anything from Kareem Hunt that's made you think any different about this team?
Nah, I mean, really, he just looks like an average running back.
Right.
I mean, really, no special skills or.
When you've seen Justin Houston do some of the things that he did a couple of years ago, you didn't get a little boing boing? Little boing?
I don't get little boing
yeah,
boings.
You do.
I get big boing boings.
I don't think so.
Giant.
not what the word is.
What's the word?
That's not the word on Instagram.
What's the word on the street?
Not the street.
IG?
Yeah, on IG. You've heard that word, haven't you? On IG. I think Nate's so confused right now and still running on fumes from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm struggling to wake up this morning.
I go to Arrowhead to meet him about 11:30, and he still has a suit on.
Yep.
From the night before.
Sure.
With a U.S. Open Cup T-shirt over the shirt, and like all the Chiefs personnel see him, and Ted Cruz and Reggie. We walk in there to set up the equipment for the interview. Hey, congrats, Nate! And they're looking at him. They go, "Wow, you're wearing a suit and the T-shirt." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what he wore last night."
Yeah.
And they're all like, "Oh, hey, he haven't been home. All right." You know, and everyone.
Ted was cool. He's like, "Hey, man, I don't blame him."
No, everyone kind of got like a boost. Like, "Oh, hey, all right, yeah, high five," and be like, "What?"
Yeah,
people are really excited about it. All right, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. But yeah, you pay for. I fell asleep in the second inning of the Royals game last night. Slept all the way through the night, so I got a lot of sleep last night. But I woke up feeling like I still needed about 6 more hours to catch up. But we'll get there. I got some coffee.
You need
going.
To lie down or anything over there on the floor.
I got my coffee going. Once I get that into the bloodstream, I think I'll be okay.
Tim Grenard will be in studio to talk football with us, and coming back right after this, you've got two opportunities to. Heckle me today. You can have lunch with me. I'm going to have a wonderful Chiefs tailgate lunch at John Russell Barbecue. And then tonight, I will be at the Beast Haunted House in the West Bottoms. So, and then tomorrow, I've got somewhere that you can come out and hang out. And on Sunday as well. And then Monday, I will come back to work so I can rest. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. All right. My tour of Kansas City continues as I was at Power Play South on Wednesday night and then Schlotsky's in Lee's Summit yesterday morning. If you'd like to catch up with me, let's do it. Because today, from 11 until 1, I'll be out at John Russell Barbecue off 135th and Quivira for Sports Radio 810 Customer Appreciation Day. John Russell Barbecue will be giving away pulled pork slider sandwiches and T-shirts, along with some other fun gifts to the customers out there. And you can register to win a great tailgate package. There's going to be a Chiefs tent set up on the west side of the restaurant, and we're going to have a fun party atmosphere with a smoker next to the tent. No, that will not be Jake standing next to the tent. It will actually be a barbecue smoker. We'll be like Jake out there like, "Hey, what's going on?" It'll be a smoker. And Nick from sales will not be standing out there.
Maybe.
I was going to say, we have a smoker right next to our building every day. Yep. And that's not a fun party atmosphere. Well, it kind of is, actually, when I go out there. Like, "Hey, what's up, everybody?" I'm like, what's going down? I don't know.
But why don't you join me on the patio for a nice, refreshing smoke?
I should probably shut my mouth. I don't know. It's a smoker, so it just says that. So a smoker next to the Chiefs tent. Oh, with some good barbecue smoke flowing through the parking lot to make you feel like it's time for football. I mean, come on.
It's going to smell like a tailgate.
Well, come out there and take a sniff of that.
I think it just said smell.
Right. John Russell Barbecue, northwest corner of 135th and Quivira. So get free pulled pork slider, T-shirts, and I don't know if you're like Barry Odom after his game. He was asked about what went wrong. He says, "Well, you know, everything." This is the Purdue game. He said everything looked right, everything smelled right, and I don't know. I still really don't know what that means. But my point is, for Barry Odom, if he wanted to come out, everything would smell right.
Yeah,
because it's barbecue. Don't you get it? 135th and Quivira. So I invite both of you. Wouldn't you guys like to have a free pulled pork slider and a T-shirt, and then maybe whatever else?
I'll take one of those.
I feel like we could have some fun out there.
We're 10.
Of 135th in Quivira, John Russell Barbecue. And then tonight, I will be at the Beast Haunted House, a Kansas City tradition, right next to the 12th Street Bridge. I will be there from 7 until 10 o'clock. And come out here and see, you know, Ratman makes his way over there. You've got the Killer Clown. You've got Curtis Seabolt, a lot of different people down there to scare you. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, you've got tomorrow, Jake, I'm going to be once again hosting a qualifying round for the Coaches versus Cancer Papa Shot Championship. Northlanders, your chance to qualify. I'm going to be at Draftcade in Zona Rosa tomorrow from 12 until 2. You can qualify from 12 until 4. 5,000 square feet of nostalgic arcade gaming with classic eats and drinks. Do you understand that? 80 classic arcade games.
Like Donkey Kong?
They got it all. It's all like Donkey Kong. Pinball, skee ball, Pac-Man, Papa Shot, everything, everything. All I need is Galaga. You know what else I found out? I saw, do you remember the Popeye video game at the arcade? You have to save olive oil and
not really.
Eat spinach. And Bluto was up there.
I kind of remember.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. You know what else? I like Burger Time.
Burger Time
remember
was
Burger
good.
Time? Oh, you're making a burger.
Do you remember a game called Joust?
Oh, yeah, that's great, too. Yeah. Hell yes.
I love that game.
Hell yes. You're
flying on like the an ostrich or something?
Defender. Dig Dug.
Centipede.
They got him. Hey,
Centipede
got him.
Is the ball.
You got blister on the... Oh.
Breakout.
What happened? Hands, what happened to your hand?
A blister rubbing your hand over that ball, huh?
I heard her playing Centipede, mama. What?
Nope.
You did.
What?
And then to wrap things up on Saturday, you can come out and enjoy one of my favorite events of the year, the Step Up Walk. This is going to be on Sunday, the Step Up Walk. Sunday from 11 until 3 at Arrowhead Stadium, the Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk, Lot C. A great event for kids. The Step Up Walk has family activities, mechanical rides, moonwalks, pony rides, carnival games, music, dancing, everything. Then the 1 mile ceremonial walk will be after all of the fun events, but that's from 11 until 3. Come out there and enjoy the festivities and support a great cause. You can come out and help raise money and enjoy the Step Up Walk for Down Syndrome out at Arrowhead Stadium. I will be the MC of that, and they will put me up in that lift because I'm afraid of heights, and all the kids out there that walk think it's funny that I'm very nervous and scared up there, and they laugh, including our friend Jack Melvin, who at one point said he was going to go up there with me, and then he saw how he goes, I'm not going up there. Like, oh, boy, I am. So full weekend here in Kansas City, and I hope you get a chance to stop by and say hello at any one of those fine events that I will be at between now and Sunday. Tim Grenard's here. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Again, John Russell Barbecue, 135th, and Quivira from 11 until 1. Grunny, they're giving out free pulled pork sliders, T-shirts, and more. They're going to have a Chiefs tent set up with a smoker out there. The smoke's going to be flowing through the parking lot with delicious food. And the smell of delicious barbecue. It's Customer Appreciation Day out there for all the A10 listeners. You can win great prizes, but most importantly, food.
Food. Good food, good barbecue, food. Good smoke. What else is there? You probably find yourself an adult beverage. You might have to bring it yourself and kind of tailgate out there, but why not start your Friday off right?
This is here's what I like. And so Grunny is so focused on the next game for Miege. That was a 24-hour rule, the midnight rule that Marty Schottenheimer taught you.
The midnight rule. At midnight, you forgot about the game, mm-hmm. whether win, lose, or draw, and you go to the next game.
You move on.
Move on.
Is what you do. And so, Nate, a very innocent question from Nate Bucati, asking Tim Grunhard and, of course, Jake Pounders, Aquinas grad, hey, how'd that game go last week? And we won, and very humble. Just what was the score?
I didn't know.
Jake runs in here, and I go, I think it was 27-14, and Greg goes,
I said, I don't know. And he said it was 44-21.
It was some wild score. It was not close. Like 41, 22. They were just, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a hell of a game.
I said, no, I don't think that's right.
There's some records that were broken.
But I was paying attention to it because I was, you know, I figured it would be a talking point. But I did see a 98-yard touchdown for Miege, right?
Carter Putz.
Yeah. Carter Putz set the state record with 93 touchdowns for a career. Congratulations to Carter. And we had a 98-yard pass from the 2-yard line. One of the things that we like to practice is kind of backed up and try to make some big plays backed up, and it worked out. So now congratulations to the Stags and congratulations to Miege, Coach John Holmes. And
it's
a great rivalry. It really is. It's a great rivalry, and he's looking at me like, you know.
His face.
Rough week for Aquinas.
Yeah, and then they lost in soccer.
The soccer team lost this week
to Miege, too. So that's not good. You know.
That's the same night their all-time goalkeeper led in 8 goals in the men's league, too.
Yeah, so. That's the third time he's brought it up. There it is again.
To a little spunky
left on your microphone.
Not letting it go. You had a chance. Right. Start this. You didn't do it. Didn't I hear
something about
it? It's not really all right. I don't think you're okay.
A little spunky player with a left-handed kick for a goal.
I just look back and I say, you know what? I walked out of college with no debt because I had a full-ride scholarship to play college. How'd those student loans treat you, Nate?
No. I paid mine off when I was 41.
Right. Well, so I think college
loans?
Did better for me.
We don't need no stinking loans.
I'm fine with losing in a men's over 30 league.
I don't think you are.
I'm fine.
You gotta tell yourself,
like,
buddy.
I'm being honest with you. It doesn't seem like you're quite as fine.
I actually played college soccer. And
that's true.
I actually competed at a high level.
And congratulations to Nate and the Sporting KC as we get off of this subject, because I think Jake's going to come here and start beating up Nate here fairly soon.
I might.
If you need me to rub your arm after you heard it reaching back into the past like that, you know.
That's fine. Ooh. I'll keep reaching.
Hey.
At least I had a pass.
You know what? That's right. Neither one of us did. We just showed up here when we were 30.
Getting to the Sporting KC game. You know, I actually turned it on. I was watching it, and I saw the first goal, which for me, you know, I don't see a lot of goals in soccer. I guess, you know, there's really not a lot of them, but.
No.
I did see the goal. Great Zusi with the crossing kick header by some really short dude in the midst of
Blessing.
The forest
of
tall guys. Got up and got his head on the ball and put it in. And then I kept flipping back and forth and watched quite a bit of it. So it was exciting. Thank Congratulations.
Big,
was great.
Big night last night or 2 nights ago. Last night was a quiet night.
Yeah, big night, quiet night, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
It's fun.
And, you know, this is a big game for the Chiefs. Let's hope it's not a quiet game for the Chiefs. I don't like this, and I've never been a guy that thinks about trap games. Don't like that. I don't like that term.
What about the stadium with no atmosphere?
Yeah,
and hardly any
people? That's a little bit of a – but, you know, hey, listen, you go out and you play. But I don't think you can – well, I don't – I hope you can't have a trap game when you're playing an AFC divisional foe. When you're playing against a team that knows you very, very well. Listen, the Chargers know the Chiefs very well. Phillip Rivers knows the Chiefs very well. And the Chiefs know Phillip Rivers and know the Chargers very well. This is a game that it's almost like you're playing against your neighbor. You remember when you're a little kid and you know, you get your team together and you get that little, you know, across the street team with a bunch of kids, and you know they're going to run that little crisscross play, or you know they're going to run to the fire hydrant and do a crossing pattern behind the light pole or something. You know what's going to come. You know what's going to happen. Both teams are very, very familiar with each other. The Chiefs, I believe that they respect these guys. The Chargers have a heck of a running game. The Chiefs struggle sometimes against the running game. We can get into all that later. Phillip Rivers can throw the ball. He's scored a lot of points against the Chiefs over the years. And defensively, you know, with Bosa and Ingram, you know, rushing the passer, you know, Smith isn't going to have as much time. Alex Smith is going to have as much time in this game to get the ball up the field as I think we're going to hope he is. So this is going to be a competitive game. I really do. 0-2, they've really lost because of the place kicker. And, you know, I've been in that world. That's a horrible world to live in. But it's a reality. So this is going to be a good game. That's why I don't think, you know, if the Chargers would have went out and gotten blown out in the first two games of the year and they didn't look good at all, then maybe you can overlook them. But if you turn this film on, and I'm sure that the Chiefs have made this point, is when you turn this film on, you see a pretty good football team to a good football team coming up this week, and the Chiefs have to travel to L.A., and just like you said, play in a soccer stadium where there's only going to be about 30,000 people there. But if they were playing against the Jets or they were playing against Miami or somebody like that, I'd be a little bit concerned about this trap game, which I don't like the word trap game anyways. But I don't think that this is a trap game for the Chiefs.
We talked to Chris Conley about playing in the stadium, and he said it could be he actually played in the stadium in a college all-star game, and he said it could be even more distracting than playing in front of 80,000 wild fans because the field's smaller, and you kind of see everyone, and they're right on top of you, and you hear everything, and you're more distracted because the stadium's smaller. You wouldn't think that, but he's played there before, so he knows.
Yeah, I mean, when you play in smaller stadiums, we played against the Seattle Seahawks my last year when they were still in the AFC West in Washington's stadium. It was not very packed. There was probably about 20,000 people there, 15,000 people there, and you can hear just about every insult. I mean, you can hear, every little comment, and I think that's kind of what he's talking about. In a smaller stadium, you can hear everybody. It's not going to be drowned out by the sea of red like it is at Arrowhead when people are, MFing you up and down if you're on the other team. But, you hear every comment, you hear everything. So that's a good point. It'll be really interesting to see how these guys react playing in a stadium like that.
We'll be right back after this on WHB and 38 The Spot.
Well, Phillip is one of the great quarterbacks since he's stepped into the league. He's a guy that's a leader, regardless of the record of their team. He always rallies the troops. I love playing against him. He's fun to play against. He challenges you in every way possible. This is a division game, so he knows us and we know him. So it's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to the wire. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere.
What do you need DJ for when you hit me? I just said the same thing.
I thought you got mad for a minute.
No, DJ and I are on the same page. That's scary.
Derek Johnson, Super DJ. You heard him mentioning Philip Rivers. And so it's always fun for me to hear all the different opinions of Phil Rivers, the Chargers quarterback.
Just in this room.
If you listen to, I think he's a hell of a quarterback. I think Nate thinks that as well.
Okay.
Or do you?
I do, but I did draw a lot of scorn here because I said right now, present day, I would take Alex Smith over Phillip Rivers.
Sure. Maybe that's what
I
was.
And that's the first time I've said that about a Chiefs quarterback since Phillip Rivers has been in the league, I think.
And then so then you got some people that think he's just terrible.
And I don't understand that at all. I think that's just, just like DJ said, the guy's a leader. I mean, he's been cursed by
being on a bad team for a long time.
He's been on some bad teams. The guy doesn't quit.
Bad coaching.
Hey, listen, just look at last year. I mean, he took that team back and against the Kansas City Chiefs, and that was an unbelievable comeback. And you got to remember, last year was that Keenan Allen got hurt. Keenan Allen abused Marcus Peters last year. And if you're a fantasy guy, you start Keenan Allen this week because I think they're going to be able to stop most of the weapons. I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, most of the weapons. But Keenan Allen's going to get his. Keenan Allen's going to have a couple touchdowns, going to have some yards, especially against, you got some younger safeties that are in there. Daniel Sorensen is more of a run filler, kind of a box safety. And you have, the guy from Minnesota. I'm drawing a blank on his name now. The safety from Minnesota. Don't look at me like that. For the Chiefs.
The safety.
Played at Minnesota.
You've got Daniel Sorensen and Ron Parker.
Murray.
And
Murray.
Derek Murray. I thought you were talking about the Vikings.
I was like, I don't know. I have to look at the Vikings.
You know what it was? I was in fear that they signed a safety from the Vikings. I missed it.
Eric Murray, the University of Minnesota. I was drawing a blank on his name. I thought he did a really nice job last week of coverage.
He did.
And he's basically a corner playing safety. But the secondary is going to really be tested this week with Phillip Rivers and with their wide receivers and tight ends. Both, they have two good tight ends. You know, one is a little bit over the hill, and has, I think it's Henry is the other one.
Hunter Henry, he was supposed to be a fantasy darling, and he's really done nothing.
Yeah, but, I mean, both of them are guys that have an opportunity to make some plays. And so the offensively, you know, the Chargers match up pretty well against the Chiefs. And then if you look at the Chargers offensively against the Chiefs defensively, you also have to talk about the running back position. And Gordon really is a slasher. And the Chiefs struggle against slashers. And you say, well, why did the Chiefs struggle against slashers? Because if you look at the defensive line, and the Chiefs defensive line has played very, very well this year, they're more of a penetrating, kind of gap shooting, movement, team. You could fall into some problems with not being secure in your responsibilities when the linebackers say, let's say, you know, you watch, you know, Jones a bunch of times lining up in a three technique on the outside eye of the guard and slanting into that A-gap between the center and the guard. He's slanting across the face and pulling that guard. Now, that opens up a big gap in the defensive line, and your linebackers have got to make that adjustment and be able to do that if you are hesitant at all. And that's where the Chiefs struggled last year in the second half against San Diego, is they were not gap responsible. I don't know if you guys remember that, but there was a bunch of times, even remember in the red zone on the 5-yard line, where guys were walking in the end zone. So, you know, one of the things that Bob Sutton and this defensive line and this defensive front seven have to worry about is being gap responsible. You have to be gap responsible against the Chargers especially. And then you got to worry about the couple weapons at the wide receiver and tight end position against a younger secondary. So, listen, once again, I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think the Chiefs are more talented. They got the better coach. But this is not going to be a walk in the park for the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend.
And again, remember this. I'll keep banging this drum for you guys. The Chargers against the Chiefs since 2014, they are 0-6. The Chiefs have won 11 straight games against the AFC West. That's obviously the longest active streak by any team against its own division, and one of the longest in AFC West history. 11 straight wins in the division. And that's why, to me, that if you look at, hey, the Chiefs and the Raiders, they're close, they're both talented teams. You give the nod to Andy Reid.
Absolutely. I think the difference right now in the league is, and all these teams are very, very similar. We'll get into it. I know we got to take a break. But, I mean, if you look at the personnel and the kind of the character and the personality of the teams, they're all very similar. But you're right. The coach, the coaching staff, you know, the support staff, the Kansas City Chiefs are heads above anybody else in the AFC West. And we'll talk about the personnel stuff. You can go through it. They almost match up exactly.
We're going to talk about that streak because they're close to tying a streak you were a part of, Tim Grunhard.
And then I hope they lose.
Well, no. No! We will get into that after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We've got Tim Grunhard in studio for a couple of more segments, hanging out with us until Gary Lezak chases him away. We're going to talk about the Chiefs and the Chargers. Get you ready for a big football weekend with Grunny in studio right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.